The National Assembly Programming Committee, scheduled for Thursday, which is tomorrow morning, is expected to receive and discuss a report from the Forum of Chief Whips regarding the way forward on the questions not completed during yesterday's responses to oral questions by the President of the Republic. The Speaker of the National Assembly adjourned the session following an expiry of the three-hour session. She referred the matter to the Chief Whips of political parties for discussion and guidance. According to the Assembly rules, the total time allocated for replies to questions and associated supplementary questions is limited to a maximum of 3 hours. While the sitting started at 14 hours, the question session only commenced at 14:41 due to points of order and interjections by certain members. The sitting adjourned at 19:32. Following suspension of proceedings at 18:49, therefore, at the time the House adjourned, question time had long expired in terms of the prescribed time allocated to questions for oral replies. The rules of the Assembly further states that replies to questions for oral reply, which have not been reached at the end of the time allocated on a question day, must be submitted in writing to the Speaker on the same day for appropriate distribution and inclusion in the official report of the debates of the Assembly. The last question on the question paper had not been reached at the time of the adjournment. The Speaker does take oversight over the Executive very seriously and has always upheld and protected the rights of members of the Assembly to hold the Executive, including the President, to account. The Speaker patiently afforded political parties in the House an extended time yesterday to reflect on process around the fifth question, which dealt with Palapala Game Farm, thereby allowing them space to freely express their strong views on the matter. Such is at the heart of an open democratic discourse and oversight. Notwithstanding that no presiding officer anywhere in the world has powers to prescribe to the Executive how to answer questions in the House, the Speaker neither stifled the debate nor tried to protect the President from scrutiny.